Hello.
Hi, Osage. This is Don Kyle. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Following up, I know that you mentioned 5 o'clock would be okay for you for the Google
Meet. Oh, okay. Yeah. For what?
Say that again?
Is this the guy from
Local Splash. We just...
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah. Forgive me. My phone is in my pocket,
no.
So I'm using my earpiece, so I don't know who's calling.
Oh, no worries. You're so popular, you probably don't even know who's calling most of the time. So that's
No. If I brought out my phone, I would have known. But now my phone is in my pocket. I just pick up the phone. Give me 1 minute. Yeah. I just finished fixing my truck now, so I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then so again, from what we are talking about is pretty straight. So I'll prepare everything while you're talking. Go ahead and deal with whatever you got to deal with.
Okay. Yeah. Oh boy.
So what we were going to go over while you're on the road, I know you said you're going to get back to the office. While you're on the road, I just had a couple of questionnaire items to go over, so that way we can get everything set up properly, okay?
Yes, go ahead.
And then Osage, your first name, Osage, correct?
Yes, correct.
And your last name?
Ehigie.
E is in elephant, H is in Harry, I is in igloo, G-I-E, just like Osage, right?
Yeah, just like, yeah.
Okay.
You use Zell?
Yeah.
Zell?
Yeah.
How much? Come on, man. How much? Tell me, please, how much?
How much you
100, 120. Okay, yeah. Please let me pay the mechanic.
No, you're good.
Right,
you're good. Yeah, go ahead. I'm filling in the questionnaire as we speak.
Right.
No problem.
Okay, yeah. But if you have any questions, just go ahead.
Yep.
You phone number?
5 4 5
you
mechanic
80. That's you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so next time, if I call you, you know it's me,
okay?
Call me now.
What's the name?
Okay. Now, Zell.
Yeah, no,
120.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right, my friend, you can go ahead now. Let's talk.
Okay. So I was just going over the questionnaire here. So as far as services that you want to be found for keywords, of course, the one of them is going to be handyman services, but what are some other things for remodeling you wanted me to focus on specifically?
Do we put like kitchen and bathroom or just put carpentry and I don't know?
That's a good keyword. Kitchen remodel, bath remodel. You do them separately. Kitchen remodeling. Bath remodeling.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do like a renovations, obviously, is another thing we can say there. We also can say, do you do, like, new builds or anything like that, new construction?
No, no, no.
Okay. All right. So remodeling. Okay. House remodeling. Okay. So that's a good starting point. Our onboarding team will get more detail on that. I already put your Google Business profile there. So when it comes to the onboarding team, it takes about 30 minutes to go through a call with them, and we can schedule it for any time tomorrow. When do you want to do the onboarding call?
Tomorrow is okay. Yeah.
Okay. What time tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow is okay. 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. is okay.
Okay. So 9 a.m. Actually, the earliest time we can call is 10 a.m. My apologies, since we're on the West Coast.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
All right.
How would you like to receive it?
Okay, so 10 a.m. And then what's a good email address for you? The one that I have here is going to be info@ekiosandmrk.com.
Yes.
Okay, let me just get that over to you. 10 a.m. tomorrow for the onboarding. Give me one second here. Local / English. Okay, I'm going to send you the invite right now for tomorrow's thing. Let's get that there.
Check. All right, thank you, man. Yeah, thank you. I'll call you. All right, thank you. Okay, now, yeah.
Okay, so everything's there, good there. I just sent that over to you, the invite, so you have that for tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And
is that
going to
be you or
course,
somebody else?
Oh, it's our onboarding team, correct. Not me specifically,
okay.
Correct.
So what are they going to do? What are they going to do?
Just walk you through, like, help you choose more keywords, talk about your website, like, what do you want to put on your mission statement, things like that, just to help you build out and really to give you the white glove service you deserve, Osage. I mean, I know you've been in business for a while, and it is important to give you the treatment you deserve as far as getting everything set up properly.
And you said if we start this, it's going to take a month before I start seeing it takes like full effect, right?
7 to 14 days for your Facebook ads to be live.
7 to 14 days?
Yes.
7 to 14 days. What about the Google?
Google, you're already on Google. So, I mean, that's really just, we're going to start changing the keywords and whatnot. So that should be much faster.
Much after? Any time frame?
I mean, typically we say 30 to 45 days if we had to start from scratch, but we don't have to start from scratch with you. So time frames, I mean, it's just a matter of making adjustments to it. As long as you share with us your actual, Google Business Profile access, then we can start updating the keywords and everything like that to make sure you're found. Did you happen to have a Facebook page as
yes,
well
I
or
do.
No?
I do.
Okay. Do you do many posts on that, or because I see one that like
no.
The last post was like in 2021.
Yes, I don't do Facebook picture of Facebook. I don't do my job activity, my business activity on Facebook because most of my Facebook people are not in the U.S. So
we're gonna build a new Facebook page for you, and then so it'll be something that is connected to your Google Ad. So your Facebook page will be connected to your Facebook ads, and then your Facebook business profile will be connected to your human profile. But that's okay. It doesn't matter on that regard. It's just your Facebook business profile just has to have connection to you, so you can log in and access everything. Okay.
Mm. Okay, like right now, this what you intend to do for me, you are using, it's under my business name, which business name?
The business name that I have is Mr. K Handyman Services.
Yes. Okay, but I have a registered business. This Mr. K. Hediman Services is on Google, but it's not registered as an LLC. I have an LLC that is registered, but it's not on Google. So what do you think? Which one do you think I should do? What do you think I should do?
You on Google, you have a profile as Mr. K. Handyman Services LLC, Home Improvement Contractor. That's not what you wanted to use?
Yeah, but in actual sense, it's not registered as an LLC. The one that I have registered as an LLC is a different name. That one is Ekiosa and Mr. K. LLC.
Okay, so the name of your domain, the name of your domain is Ekiosa and Mr. K. LLC.
Yes, exactly. That's the name of my domain, yeah.
Okay, so yes. we'll make that the actual business name, but we'll still connect it to the business profile that you already have. We're not going to change the name of your business profile because, as you can see, you already have so many reviews. Why would we change it? You know what I mean? But for the purpose of the agreement on paper, yes, it'll be underneath the name of Ekiosa and Mr. K LLC. And then I'll just say on your Google business profile, you do business as Mr. K Handyman Services LLC, okay?
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because you already have a strong profile. Why would we, we don't want to take that away from you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, but as far as we'll create a profile for your Facebook that says, Mr. K Handyman Services or Ekiosa and Mr. K, however you want to do that on your Facebook profile. And then on your Facebook page, I found your Facebook page from your website, so I'll just make sure that that's the Facebook page that's connected to your business Facebook page. So this will just be your personal Facebook page, the one that says Ekiosa International. Okay?
Okay. Please just hold on. Don't go, please. Hello, Alex.
Sure.
Hello, Alex.
Yeah. I'm here. I don't know if someone else is.
Hello, I'm talking to my partner. Hello, Alex.
Hello?
Yeah, Alex, how are you? Can you, what's going on? Hello, Alex. Oh, man. Sorry about that, man. My partner is confused, I guess. So go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Okay. So the other thing I'm going to say on your Facebook page and on your Google business profile, we're going to slightly change the phone number so that way we can track every call that goes into you so you have records of calls that are made to you. It's just a way that you can keep us accountable to make sure that what we're doing is showing results for you, okay?
Okay.
But again, that's just for the back-end tracking. Now, the calls still go straight to you. It's just the number looks slightly different on the Facebook page. As far as the target areas, is it Boston, Mass, and surrounding areas? That's your main focus area, or do you have a particular cities you want us to include?
I have particular cities that I would like to concentrate on. Do I have to write the name of the city or the zip code or what?
Yes, cities or zip code, and we can do that all tomorrow, so you can just prepare that for tomorrow's call, okay?
Okay.
And then what hours of operation do you want to have? I see here on your Google business profile it says that you're open 24 hours. Is that correct?
Oh.
Hello?
Hello, Alex. What's going on, Alex?
Are you home?
No, I'm not home, but I'm heading home now. I just finished my truck, so I'm heading home now. The GPS says 30 minutes.
Oh, 30 minutes. What town are you in?
I'm in Brockton. I'm heading towards Boston right now.
Oh, you're in Brockton.
Yeah. Are you coming?
All right. I went to an appointment and...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they told me I had the wrong day.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So are you meeting later? You want to meet later? Like in 35 minutes time, I should be home.
I was going to head to this job.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, you can go ahead. I'm in Brockton heading towards home now. It's going to be traffic.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit more than 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to head there.
Okay.
I was going to see if you're home if you wanted to tag along.
Oh, yeah. Plus the plumbing pipe you wanted to take, the plumbing liquid you wanted to grab. The PVC cement. Okay. All right, no worries. I'm on the phone with some guys that want to help us scale the business. So I'll get back to you when we're done.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, sorry about that, though.
No, you're good. I know you're a busy man. Like I said, we're almost done here, so it's going to be pretty easy.
Yeah.
So the questionnaire is complete. I just wanted to verify that you are open 24 hours, like on your Google Business profile. Is that correct? You're open to receive calls 24 hours?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then the business address, we're not going to publish this on Google or Facebook to because I think it's a home base, but I have 18 Fernborough Street, Unit 2 in Boston, Mass.
No, that's my old address. Is it still wise to leave it there? It's not far away from my new address anyway. Do I need to update the real address just in case Google want to verify? Because I keep getting this message that your Google business page is not verified. It's not every time. And I try to verify.
So we can try to update it, but again, you're already on Google. I don't think it's a huge priority. So because your service area is shown on the Google Maps as well. So I don't think it's a huge priority, but we still need to provide it to Google. So whatever that is.
So you want the new address now?
Correct.
Okay. Go ahead. Let me give it to you.
I'm ready whenever
it's
you are.
6617. Warren Street, Dorchester, 02121, Boston, Mass.
Okay, so 6617 Warren Street in Boston, you said?
Yes. Dorchester, Boston, or however, yeah, either way.
And so I have 617 Warren Street, Boston, Mass, 02121, is that correct?
Correct. Warren is Warren, right?
Yep, got it. Okay. So everything is done on the questionnaire portion. We're good to go there. I got everything prepared for the onboarding team tomorrow for the 10 o'clock call. Last few steps for you and I is please verify what address you have connected to your card. Is it 617 Warren Street?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the card in the name of Osage Ehigie?
Yes.
Okay. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, that's not yet.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I pronounced it correctly. I know sometimes people don't.
It's African name, so it could be hard.
No, I have a lot of friends from Nigeria, so I just figured that's where your name's from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know a lot of like people named like Omeka. I have a...
Yeah,
I
that's
know one
popular...
Was, like,
yeah.
Omeka Anasa was one. I don't know. I met a lot of them in like Chicago and whatnot when I was living
there.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
All right. So last thing here is we'll take the card information, and then before I process the card, we'll take about 3 minutes to do a quality assurance portion of the call just to make sure everything is accurate, okay?
3 minutes to do what? Quality?
3 minutes. 3 minutes. It's a 3-minute quality assurance. It's just a quality assurance portion. I just make sure that everything I said is accurate.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's for your protection. So, okay. So, give me 1 second here. I'll pull that up. Okay. Now, Osage, I'm ready for the card information whenever you are.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get it. So I'm actually going to use because of my past experience, so I'm actually going to use, they advised me that when I want to do things like this, I should use like a business, like my credit card or business credit card, so that in case I have problem with service not delivered, I can always resort back to a claim.
There you go.
Okay, so please, I'm trusting, I have like 1,000 people discuss this thing with me. I keep turning them down, but I just want to, trust you on your word that I'm not going to regret this or start looking for you, chasing you down.
I appreciate that. Our reputation is too strong.
Exactly.
To jeopardize that for
for ordinary $240, you know.
That's not going to make your business, but yeah, you're right. That would really hurt
them if they felt
like they were being. And the
fact is, if it actually works for me, everything is scaling up. Yeah, people are going to ask me, how did you do it? And I'm like, I'll be like, this is who did it.
I put that in the notes, Asage. I said, we're going to make good friends with you because you have referrals. I have that in the notes.
I have so many referrals, especially those that want to start up. I want to be on the Google.
I know. It's because you have a community of your brothers. I know that around you.
I have a lot of them.
Like I said, I have a lot of Nigerian friends from Chicago, and all of them,
anytime they met
their fellow brothers, they were definitely wanted
to
know.
Yeah,
what do you got going on? What's going on with you? You know, things like that.
Right.
So I understand completely.
Okay.
It's a very strong community.
So whenever
you're ready with your card information.
I'm ready. It's going to be Bank of America debit card. You want the number?
Yeah.
5474-1517.
Okay.
7309.
Okay.
0516.
And the name on the card?
I don't know, but I have my name and my business name on the card. I don't know why it's.
Yeah, if it has your first name on it, then that's fine. So that's
okay. Yeah. So it's the same name, my name and my business name.
And then the expiration date.
The expiration date is 0129.
Okay, and the 3-digit code on the back.
816.
Okay. All right. So we're good on the card information. I'm not going to process it yet. Next thing I'm going to let you do. Sometimes people are calling. You told me this already. A lot of people are calling, looking to be partners with you. So it's because you have 20 good reviews on Google, and we know that. So we allow you to protect yourself from bad actors who pretend to be local splash. There are people out there who do that. So we give you a security question. You can choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one do you prefer?
Okay, I put the city I was born in.
Okay, and the answer to that?
A-B-U-D-U.
A-B-U-D-U. Abudu. A-B-U-D-U.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. That's going to be very hard for someone to guess, so thank you for that.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be tough, yeah.
Okay. And then since we're not changing your website, you're going to use your own website. We'll still create the Facebook business profile. Your flat rate is $249 starting on month one, and there's no setup fees, okay?
Okay. And next month, another $29?
Every month is $249, and that includes $100 of that $249 going to Facebook each and every month.
Okay. Oh, every month is $249. I thought you said after this first month, the price would drop to a lower price.
Remember, that's true if we did a setup fee, because the setup fee would have been $99, but I took that off because you didn't want us to do the website.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Oh man.
So you're saving $99 on the website. So it's $249 month to month, and we do look to get your Facebook ads live within 7 to 14 days. So I'll go ahead and start the verification portion. Let me know if you have any questions, but I'll go ahead and begin, and keep in mind I have your business name set up as Ekiosa and Mr. K LLC, okay? I already put in the notes that your Google business profile is under a different name, so we're not going to try to change that. But all right, whenever you're ready, I'll go ahead and begin, okay?
So when am I going to hear from you again, or is it just going to be the onboarding team from now on?
The onboarding tomorrow, but you already have my contact information, Saga. Keep in mind, you know how to reach out to me. You have my phone number, and when you send text messages, I get copies of it. So all of that is still activated. You also have my email address as well. Just remember,
I don't think I have your email address.
Okay, I'm going to shoot you an email right now just so you have it. Give me one second
Please.
Before we begin.
Yeah. email address and maybe your name. So your number, this is your number ending 2344?
That's just a local number. I'm talking about our 877 number. I sent you a text message with that the other day.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So all this email is going to say is like, hello, Asage. This is John Kyle from Local Splash. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay. Give me one second.
Okay.
Feel free to contact me with, I'm going to say, feel free to contact me with any questions.
Yeah, please.
And all of your referrals in the future.
Yeah, of course. I have tons of them, honestly.
I know you do. Like I said, you don't have to convince me.
And whenever you are free, I could set up like a group call and just add them to it so that they can ask you questions and you can tell them how to sign up and what you're going to charge them. But I have a ton of them.
So I sent you the email address, the email right now, so you have that at info@ekiosandmrk.com. So you have that handy. And then we'll go ahead and begin with the, and keep in mind, our main line is the 877 number. So the same number where I sent you text messages from, 877-635-6225. Do you want me to send you another text so that's on the top of your phone right now?
Yes, please. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to send you my phone number, as well. So that way you have it. So it's going to say, hello, Asage. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. And then it says 877-635-6225 and then my extension of 1007. Okay. So save this number on your phone as a Local Splash because when our onboarding team calls you tomorrow, we're going to call from the 877 number, that one I just sent you a text from.
Okay.
Calls from our onboarding team and our customer service team come from the 877 number, just so there's no confusion, okay?
877, okay.
Okay, and then, of course, if someone else calls and they ask you, they say, hey, we're with Local Splash, and you don't believe them, just ask them, what's my security question? You don't have to say anything else other than, what's my security question? And then we'll tell you.
Awesome.
We'll tell you the city you're born in, and then you're going to say, what's my answer? And then we'll say Abudu. Okay?
Okay. So now, another question. Like, I still get this call. Hey, like, they just call me cold call every day, like 20, 30 times a day. Hey, your business page is not verified on Google. I want to verify it. Do you think that when this is done, when you are done doing this, all those cold call will stop? Like, at that point, they will not see that my business is verified. So
that's not true that they're going to stop. But we are going to change your number to be a different number than your direct line. So it's going to look slightly different. The calls will still go straight to you, but it will help you weed out robocalls. So that's going to be helpful.
It's too much. Like, too many calls, like, every day.
Right.
Like, my business is not verified. People in my local area are not seeing my business. Like,
And just so you know, if for whatever reason your Google Business Profile is not fully set up, our team will let you know, but I think it's going to be fine the way it is. But if we do need to change it to Ekiosa and Mr. K LLC, we'll still try to import all of your views and everything like that. We'll still try to make it, you know, exactly as strong as it is today, okay?
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and begin the call verification. So just let me know if you have any other questions.
Go ahead.
Asage, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sorry. Which of the names should I say? Should I say Ekiosa?
Ekiosa. Ekiosa is what we have.
Okay, sorry. You want to start or should I say it?
No, that's fine. Please state the name of your business.
Ekiosa and Mr. K LLC.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Osage Ehige, and I am the owner.
Okay. And of course, as owner, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Well, Osage, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign, so thank you for taking tomorrow's onboarding call at 10 a.m. As a result of increased visibility, you may please be advised you may receive calls from other companies that are pretending to be LocalSlash that are not actually us, which is why we provided you with a security question so you can verify that the call is coming from LocalSlash and not another company, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then when we do call, we'll only call from our customer service team from the 877-635-6225 customer service number. So when we do make that call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from LocalSlash at our 877 number?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And then in hiring LocalSlash as your certified marketing representative for Google and Facebook, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts that you take on during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term for this month and account setup will be charged today, May 1, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew also on the first day of the month, each month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being month-to-month, Osage, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak with a live representative if you choose to cancel. And of course, if you do choose to cancel, make sure to prevent charges for your next month of service. Make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing date is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and process the initial payment. Again, it's going to be $249 since we don't need to create a website for you. Makes it really easy on your end. Bear with me one moment here. You're going to get a written invoice with the terms and conditions. It'll be sent to you via email pretty much right now, actually, in the next minute or so. And then that way you can review that. When you review that, make sure it shows you $249 as your payment this month and moving forward. And when you scroll to the bottom, Osage, just go ahead and click on the 2 checkboxes on that email. You can either get it, you'll get it on your phone as well. It's going to be your initial invoice. It says, welcome to LocalSlash. And then when you click those 2 checkboxes, you sign it as Osage Ehigie, and then everything will be ready to go. And we're good for the evening, and we'll reach out tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Hey, Osage, thank you so much for being so easygoing during this whole process. I know that I hope we got your billing set up on the first of the month like you like it. So I hope everything is good for you there.
Right. Everything is good. Thank you so much for your patience, all right?
Hey, no problem. Hey, so you did get the email, so please check your email to verify that, and everything should be good, okay?
All right, man. Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening, and you know, we'll definitely check in with you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
All right, have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right, bye. Have a good evening.